One question that may be logical to ask is, if the situation is as bad as all of us here are saying, why don't we read about it in the papers? Why don't we hear about it on radio and television? Well, I'll try to give you some idea of why. I'll tell you about some people who have tried to tell their story and what happened to them. The first one I mention is Kathy Norris. Now, her name has been published enough times that she has nothing further to lose by me mentioning her name. She had two of her sons taken when they were age 12 and 14. They ran away from Children's Aid a number of times, enough times that it was hard for Children's Aid to keep them. After close to a year of this, Kathy was so outraged that she put her entire story on the web. Children's Aid, of course, did not like to see the story on the web, and they held some court hearings to which Kathy was theoretically invited, but couldn't make it. And in these court hearings, they handed down judgments saying that this site was illegal. They sent one of these notices to the web host. Her site was disabled instantly. They also, for good measure, put Kathy in jail for 3 weeks. Okay, the next one I want to mention is an Ira Ellis. He's another man whose name has been published so many times. He also has nothing further to lose, so I'll mention him by name. Children's Aid tried to take two children away from him, and he went to a trial to try to defend himself against this. And Children's Aid was salivating at this trial because they looked at his wife. She was pregnant. They knew they were going to get three for the price of two. Well, he managed to outmaneuver them in the trial, and he saved his family. Well, he also was outraged by what was going on, and he tried to express himself in public. He wrote letters to politicians. He published some leaflets. There are a lot of things on the web that are left over from his efforts. Once again, Children's Aid was, of course, not happy with what he did. They sued him for libel. And in addition to getting a judge to put a $10,000 lien on his property, they also threatened him with jail unless he apologized. Well, he decided he'd rather stay out of jail, so he did issue an apology. The story gets worse after this. A few months after that, the Ontario Provincial Parliament held hearings on Children's Aid. And Mr. Ellis showed up at the hearings and gave testimony. Well, the lawyers back at Children's Aid looked over the agreements they had with him and decided that his testimony before Parliament was in violation of court order. And they tried to get him thrown in jail for this. Well, fortunately, there's sometimes a little bit of common sense even among judges, and the judge declined to put Mr. Ellis in jail. Another person I'll tell you about is a person I'll identify only as Nicole. I think I should try to avoid getting her into further trouble. She put up a website a few years ago, like dozens of other parents, and like dozens of other parents, her website disappeared in about a year. And I usually do not find out anything that happens, do not find out any reason why a website like this disappears. It just goes. This case was unusual because a few years later I was roaming through web information at a different country, and I found a batch of legal documents regarding Nicole. She was sued for defamation by her local Children's Aid Society, and a judge issued a court order for her website to be taken down. One other case I'll mention, I also won't mention a name here, but there was a TV reporter who did a TV program on Children's Aid. And for 2 weeks after that, the police were following him around everywhere he went. I think you can understand that maybe other TV and newspaper reporters would prefer to avoid this kind of treatment. And maybe they won't be doing stories themselves on Children's Aid. Well, I myself have tried to bring out as much as I can about Children's Aid. I've established my own website and been putting as much as I can on it for several years. Children's Aid, again, is unhappy with what I'm doing. One of their dirty tricks is, instead of complaining to me when they see something on the website, if I write about a family, they go to that family and make life even harder for them. This means I have to be very careful about who I advocate for. Another thing they're doing now is they're suing me for defamation. They claim that something I put about Waterloo Children's Aid is defamatory to the agency. The agency wants $500,000 from me in compensation. And I should say, in this and the other defamation case, if the defamation claim is entered by the court and paid, the money will not go to help children. It will go to the executives of the Children's Aid Society for their personal use. But all I have to say, thank you for listening.